are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Is everybody back to work? Is the government back off of shutdown? I think all the federal workers went back to work today. Did all of them get paid for the 16 days, or did they not get paid? I mean, that would stink. If I worked for the government and, you know, the Congress and the Senate were going back and forth like idiots and I had to lose going to work, I would not want to be 16 days without pay. That would stink. I get that. But then on the other hand, what did we all, did we save any money with the furlough? Or was it paid vacation? I mean, are any government workers out there, do you like it when this happens? I mean, have you always gotten paid? So when you do get furloughed, it's great because you could go and see the kids. I mean, if I knew it was paid and I got to be sent home, that'd be great. My guess is you don't know. You have no idea if Congress is going to say, well, back pay everybody. But I think usually everybody does get paid. So hopefully everybody's happy now. The furloughed workers got paid back to work. I don't know if the Republicans are happy. I still don't know if the Democrats are happy. I know Obama's not happy. He was up there yelling and screaming about something the other day. I don't know about you all. I just think it was probably a waste of time. And my guess is in January this is happening all over again. But just as long as everybody's back to work, can we just please move forward? That's all I want to do is move forward. Please. Now, what do we got today in medical news? We got a blood test that can tell if a lung nodule is cancerous or benign. Imagine Walter White on Breaking Bad, right? If he could every now and then be doing a blood test to find out if anything's, well, you know what? We already knew he had cancer. I'm still not done with Breaking Bad, guys. I'm sorry. I'm in the fifth season. Where am I now in the fifth season? Pinkman is about to be cross-examined, or not cross-examined, but about to be, talked to. Maybe that's all it is a talk with Hank. That's where I'm at right now. He's about to walk into the room. That's where I'm at. I know. Okay, so I still have a little ways to go. I know. Nobody tell me anything. Okay, so we're going to talk about lung nodules. Then tortillas have overtaken burgers and hot dogs as America's fast food. The taco and the burrito is now the face of American fast food as opposed to the burger and the hot dog. If you see a picture, you know how throughout the world there'll be signs, like, you know how we had to change the don't walk in the walk in New York City and in all these cities? Remember everything said walk or don't walk, and then they had to do a red hand versus a white stick figure walking? If you were anywhere around the world and you saw hamburger and like a Coke, right, or a soda, that would be like a sign for like Americans eat here type of thing. Okay, now it's taco and burrito. Yeah, and then maybe in the background you see the Congress and the Senate fighting and you know, yeah. All right, so anyway, tortillas. What's the face of America now? I know, I'm hungry either way. I'll eat tortillas, burritos, hamburgers, I don't care. Then, the more you text, the less you sleep. We talked about that. People that text stay up, like, maybe have, like, this, sixth sense or seventh sense or this mommy-type hearing, I'm not sure the word for it, where you don't want to fall asleep completely because you may want to get the text. Plus, that sort of stimulation on the brain could be screwing up your sleep. Right. Problem is I don't like to talk to people on the phone as much as I used to, so I text a lot. Could be why I'm starting to have sleeping issues. Then we have this flesh-eating drug. This is some scary stuff. It's a narcotic called crocodile. Have you guys heard this? Crocodile? Pretty scary stuff. I am looking at amputated limbs because of this. So this is some scary stuff. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you have heard the commercial and have been emailing me and asking me about what's going on with XM. I guess there's a commercial saying that we should all be moved to iHeartRadio. We don't have any of that information yet. So what we are urging you all to do is to still be able to get your broadcast of whatever shows you listen to, whether it's mine, Dr. Dolly's show, Alex Jones, or whoever. Still make sure you're tuning in to our iPhone apps, our Android apps. We're still, through the networks, our individual networks aired, from what I understand. I can't speak for all the shows, all right? But I'm still on GCN Live, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. So you will still be able to get the Dr. Dahlia show. It's just, it may not be airing on XM after the next couple days. I know some of you are asking, why the hell did XM air Dr. Dahlia's show to begin with? I think XM was pretty damn smart, okay? They knew exactly what they were doing. The Dr. Dahlia show rocks. Okay, now, let's go to this. So, like I said, we're still on air. I'm still doing my show tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I had to do some filming for a TV show promo. I apologize for being off the last couple days. We'll let you guys know more as we get more information on the TV show. But it's just in development right now, and things can develop. It could take months for things to develop. I mean, it took me probably an average of 15 days during puberty to develop my breasts. Okay, you never know the time frame for development. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael Jackson's personal psychic has died, but she predicted her own death. Jillian Lane, 53 years old, I guess comes from Wales, but moved to L.A., became a psychic to the stars, very well known for helping Michael Jackson. She has died from liver disease. And she said she knew her death was imminent after she got ill. Now, some of you are like, wait a second. You get told you have liver disease. You think you're going to die. You got to tell people you're going to die. You know, I mean, we all could say, God forbid, you know, we're going to die and we'll be right at some point. But you know what? I mean, you know, do you guys believe in psychics? Have you ever seen a psychic? And were they right on? Were they right? I mean, have any of you, or have you seen a psychic and nothing happened? I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I predict that we're going to be having a commercial coming right up. See? I'm psychic. Don't go away.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Looks like Michelle Pfeiffer is 55. Oh, she looks good. All right. Well, I'm 13 years behind her. You think I should be able to get some movie roles? Looks like, oh, she's not on the line anywhere. We had Jennifer from North Carolina. Looks like, she's not there. Okay. No problem. Call in now with your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, she's calling back here. Let's go back to, okay, so we're talking about these psychics, right? Is it real? I mean, are there real psychics out there? Do you guys believe in that? Have you ever seen a psychic? And did they just nail it? Now, I know a lot of us will watch in the movies or on TV somebody who claims to be a psychic, right? And then they bring up things that are pretty general. Like, they'll come up to somebody and go, you lost a loved one. And you're like, oh my gosh, yes, how did you know? I mean, I lost my dad in 2004, lost my grandmother a couple months earlier. So I could still say, yes, that is true. I lost loved ones. Absolutely. I lost most of my family in the Holocaust before I was even born. I mean, yeah, you could say, yeah, I've lost a loved one, you know, or they could say, you are really dealing with a very passionate decision right now about your relationship. I am. That is so I can't believe you knew that. So, I mean, there's so many generalizations. Okay, now somebody's saying the Dr. Dahlia show, her ratings are actually going to go up for the first time in 5 years. That is really specific. And you probably wouldn't hear that from a psychic because it usually has to be something true. So why would these stars, and again, may she rest in peace. Apparently the psychic to Michael Jackson had died. Jillian Lane, 53 years old, dies of liver disease. She said she knew her death was imminent. She told her friends. She ended up dying, I believe, within a year. People are talking about, well, she predicted her own death, although I don't think we know the whole story. That doesn't sound like true psychic ability. You're being told you have a medical illness that could be fatal. Then, you know, you could probably predict that you would die. But, you know, have you had any experiences where a psychic just nailed it? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have never visited a psychic. I haven't. Because I don't think I really want to know my future. And I think the reason why I don't want to know my future is I am really loving my life right now. And I don't see how we could get any better, which means it can only go downhill from here. And that's why I don't want to know. I love it. I got a great career in medicine. I have a phenomenal career in radio. I got great staff at the office. I got a great crew. I get to work with a great family at GCN Radio. I would like to have some more money in the bank. The recession bottomed us out. Thank God, I have a great, temple to pray at, and, I have, the religious freedom that I have. We have our health. I have a phenomenal family. And so I don't really want to know. I just don't tell me the future. Okay. You want to know the future when things suck, right? When things are really, really bad and you're down and out and you're having a hell of a time getting through each day, you want to know the future, that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. We all do. Like many of you, you look at the clock, you're like, all right, it's 22 minutes past the hour. Is Dr. Dahlia's show ever going to end? And you know that in about 2.5 hours, the Dr. Dahlia show will end and there'll be new programming. So you know that there's something to look forward to. But a lot of us, we just are fascinated. Like I was watching Long Island Medium. I was watching a clip from Long Island Medium. And even though I really don't get the whole medium thing and I don't know if I believe it, it was kind of a damn cool show. I liked it. Okay, now mind you, we're working on a TV show too, so I'm, you know, just because I watch Duck Dynasty and Deadliest Catch and Pawn Stars doesn't mean I'm, you know, I still need to kind of look at what else is out there, although I've never seen a Desperate Housewives. I'm usually more the Discovery and History and Military Channel. I like watching those kinds of things a lot. I'm more into that. But you know, I was watching Long Island Medium. I don't know if I believe it. I don't know if I believe that, that any average person would be a medium. What I do believe in is that God will choose prophets and God will speak to you. That I believe because of Samuel and, you know, all the variety of other, you know, prophets throughout the Bible. So I believe, so if somebody says God talks to me, I'll believe that. Are most of them, you know, full of crap? Yeah, absolutely. God has never spoken to me. He hasn't chosen me. I'm not prophet worthy. And honestly, you know, because of my college days, I could probably see why. He's, you know, probably wished I would have maybe, you know, bolted my knees together just once. But, he could have told me that. All right. So the Lord has never spoken to me. He's shown me signs. Right? And that's really cool. I'm honored to think that he would still, you know, be there for me and show me signs. But, no. So, what I believe in is that, God will speak to you. Only certain people out there. And then they're supposed to spread the word. He will give clergy certain instruction by guidance. And then the clergy tell us what to do. Because we all go to temple, we go to church and go, what the hell are we supposed to do? You know, I mean, this sucks. You know, I mean, the government is like pissing us off. What do we do? All right, well, you know, what you do is you vote, you know, Republican, or you vote. No, clergy shouldn't get involved. I don't think clergy should get involved in politics. I really don't. I don't think they should, because I've seen too many congregations divide because of politics. You know, politics always dividing. Now, the only experience I've ever had was somebody who had any sort of psychic ability, and I told you guys the story, was that patient whose friend read her palm. That freaked me out. I told you about this patient didn't have insurance. She said she was blown off by all these doctors. Will I blow her off? I go, I won't blow you off. Why? Why would people blow you off? She's like, well, my best friend read my palm. She looked at my palm, and I said I had an ovarian tumor or a colon tumor, and I need to get it checked out right away. I go, fine. I think that's cool. I don't know much about palm reading, but if you think you have one of those, well, check it out. She wanted to, without insurance, pay for a colonoscopy or a pelvic ultrasound, so I sent her to the appropriate places to get that done. And lo and behold, she did have a tumor on her ovary. Now, I don't know if she's still alive. I've never heard back from her. But she was right. And again, I don't know much about palm reading. I don't know much about the Ouija board. I don't know much about any of these things. But I do believe that you can get some sort of a sixth sense or some sort of a feeling or some sort of guidance from above. And it may parlay into one of these other mediums, like Ouija board or psychic or whatever. And that will be the way that you know where to go. And so I don't think all these avenues should be blown off at all. The other experience I had, which I've told you guys about, was that gentleman who 65 years old, had a Harley, great patient of mine, Ed. Overall healthy guy, right? He was, at the discharge counter. I was just shooting the breeze with him and, writing his prescription. And he says, you know, doc, I'm sick of seeing you. Are we good for another 100,000 miles? And without even realizing I said it, I looked at him and I said, no, there's something wrong with you. I didn't even realize I said it. Never happened with any other patient. And he's like, what the hell, doc? What are you talking about? I've told you guys the story. He's like, what the hell? What's wrong with me? And I looked at his stomach and I go, I don't know. Maybe you have an aneurysm. Just get an ultrasound done of your tummy. Just make sure you don't have an aneurysm there, and then you're good for another 100,000 miles. You already had your colonoscopy, you already saw the heart doctor, you already did everything. Saw the eye doctor, dentist, just do that. And he's like, fine, doc, whatever you say, I trust you. Well, I get a call that on his ultrasound, he had a 10-centimeter aortic aneurysm that if he would have coughed, farted, burped, whatever, it would have blown that day. It was leaking. It was already leaking. So he got it surgically fixed, and he still sings my praises, but it wasn't me. I look at it as he must have had some guardian angel or God or something. And that's never happened. I have a lot of control of what comes out of my mouth. Yeah, I spit on the microphone a lot, and I may spit on my patients when I talk, but for the most part, verbally, I have a lot of control. And for me to say, no, there's something wrong with you, that's not me talking. And that is some crazy stuff, especially for somebody like me that's very scientifically oriented. I can't explain that. Moral of the story, get an ultrasound done if you've ever smoked and you're in your 60s of the abdomen to check for aneurysm. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, guys, we are back. I've never heard the music get shut off so quickly. Did you see how Don shut it off? He's like, oh, Lord have mercy. Is that how she's going to sing on the opening? All right, sorry about that, guys. Come on. We're having some fun. It's a Thursday. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There is a flesh-eating street drug called Crocodile or Crocodile. Now, apparently, it is an illegal narcotic. It's an opioid that will cause skin to turn scaly and green. Have you guys heard of this? Apparently, your skin will rot and fall off, according to many health officials, causing life-threatening damage. It is made of very commonly used ingredients, including gasoline. The drug mix, from what I understand, started in Russia. It's cheaper than heroin, and the first case of the drug was found in the United States about 2 weeks ago in Arizona, and then found in Joliet, Joliet is in, it's in one of the M states. I know it. I don't know why I can't think of it right now. Is that, no, wouldn't it be Michigan? I apologize. I gotta figure that out. I apologize for those of you that live in Joliet. Anyway, very, very concerned. I'm not sure who's concerned right now. I'm reading this as I go. I'm concerned because that's some pretty crappy stuff. You got gasoline that you're injecting into you now, and when people inject heroin, I mean, they inject it. All right, so here we go. Dr. Paul Berkowitz is a psychiatrist with Centegra Physician Care, and he said the drug is a serious concern because it is often injected by people who use IV heroin. The IV drug user gets these large skin lesions, and that's how they know it's crocodile. They aren't I don't know if they're calling it crocodile or crocodile. All right, me, I don't know the difference between crocodile and alligator, so if I ever call this alligator, that's my bad. All right, so why would it do this? Why would you have green skin changes? That's why they're calling it crocodile, because it's the scaly green skin change that you get. Well, when I think of green, I think of Kermit the Frog, true. But when I think of green, I think of necrosis. I also think of rot. Some bacteria will turn it green. Also some of the purpura and the bleeding that happens underneath the skin and as it changes color over days. You know how a bruise is very red and then it goes bluish purple and then it starts to go into the browns and then it ends green and then yellow, right? Almost kind of like a rainbow, I guess, and then kind of orangish and then back to pink, so to speak. All right, so then I also think this is more of a necrotic bacteria. You could get bacteria in there. You could get loss of blood supply. And then, I don't know much about it. This is some new stuff. So this is the first time I'm hearing about it. And people do stupid stuff to themselves to get a high. I don't know why they think life is that bad where you have to inject some sort of cheap heroin form that's mixed with gasoline. Why do people do that to themselves? Why, you know, people say, well, you know what, I had some gasoline in my mouth when I, tried to, get gasoline in my car and I tried to suck it out. Or, you know how people will, you know, get gasoline in their mouth, they'll spit it out and no big deal. Just because you may be able to ingest a little bit of it, not that I would ever recommend to ingest gasoline. All right, although I see you guys drink a lot of these energy drinks, and to me they taste something similar to gasoline. When you inject something, it's a whole different story. You guys realize that whatever goes into your mouth has tons of different filters till it gets to your bloodstream. Your body is very, very smart. And even if something gets into the bloodstream, it'll send it to the liver to do something with it. If the acid in the stomach or your intestine can't break something down to what is edible, shall we say, it goes to the liver, right, to hopefully detoxify. But your liver can only do so much, right? You know how these bad guys will have these scientists and these, I don't know, you know, very astute Ivy League people working for them, and the bad guy in the movie will go to the scientist, and the scientist is supposed to know everything, and then all of a sudden they're like, dude, I've never seen this stuff. What the hell am I supposed to do with this? Right? Well, just like, okay, we'll go back to Breaking Bad. Remember in Mexico, they wanted to do Walter White's meth, and they didn't know how the hell to do it because it was, like, so pure, and they're like, well, how the hell are we supposed to fix this? Okay? Can't do it. So that's what the liver does. The liver looks at you like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? And then when nobody's looking, the liver just says, you know what, just get out of here. And so then it goes to the blood, it goes up to the brain, goes up to the heart. That's exactly, if you ever put a stethoscope, you know, we doctors, we're not blowing this out of our butts. When we put a stethoscope up to you, it looks like we're just listening to the heart. But what we really do when we put the stethoscope up to you is we listen to what your organs are saying. You know, I always thought it was kind of funny, right? We're supposed to put the stethoscope on your stomach to listen for bowel sounds. And that's very important because if you, let's say, have a bowel obstruction, volvulus or something where you're not really passing air, all right, it's very important, you know, to listen, to put the stethoscope on there. But the average person that probably farted 5 times on the way over to your office is obviously passing gas, right? So you may be like, all right, you know, well, the doctor is sitting there, put the stethoscope on my abdomen to listen, you know, for bowel sounds. But no, we're listening to the liver. And the liver's like, oh, doctor, they ate some crap, and I don't know, they injected some crap, and now I don't want the crap, right? And then some of the, you know, the kidneys are like, well, don't give that crap to me, even though they're not saying crap, they're saying the S word, but I can't tell you that, okay? This is a very, I mean, the liver and the, by the way, when the liver and the kidney talk to you, all right, it's not rated G or PG. Let me just say that. That's why kids aren't allowed to be doctors. It has nothing to do with the years of schooling. It has absolutely nothing to do with the ability to be tall enough to stand and operate near the operating table. It's because when we apply that stethoscope and listen to your organs, the foul language that these organs use when they talk to us about you, it's more X-rated than porn. So, and you know, sometimes they even insult the doctor. Damn, Dahlia. Your boobies look big. And I'm like, hey, watch it. So, by the way, so if I ever examine you guys and I'm screaming back at your abdomen, that's why. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, let's talk about tortillas, right? Because I'm getting hungry. You're going to be coming up on lunch soon. Research suggests that many Latino dishes are now considered American. And ketchup has now been overtaken by salsa. Salsa is the most popular U.S. condiment. Number one, okay? The hamburger and the hot dog is now not considered the most popular American fast food. It is the food in a tortilla, like tacos, burritos, etc. Burritos. So, pizza, spaghetti, probably not considered American food. Now, from what we understand now, 20% of the U.S. population is now Latino. They say Hispanic foods and beverages were an $8 billion market in the U.S. last year. Now, I am a huge fan of Mexican food, Cuban food. I love it. Okay, my uncle's Puerto Rican. All right. I don't eat a lot of spicy, right? But salsa's healthy. I recommend Mexican food all the time. Hispanic food, because it could be extremely healthy. Don't be frying chimichangas. Don't be frying tortas or, well, tortas are like the sandwiches, but your tortillas or your chimichangas or your churros. My textbook in high school Spanish was churros y chocolates. You really dip a churro into some chocolate. It's really yummy. But for the most part, Mexican food with the salsa and the onions and the tomato, extremely healthy diet. Extremely healthy. They don't use a lot of oils, maybe just a touch with the fajitas. So, you know, not only is it the growing Hispanic population, but it's also, I think we're noticing that some Hispanic food is less caloric than the hamburger or hot dog. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Weird science. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. See what happens when I have 2 days off. I took 2 days off. No, I was filming, so we were working. We were doing a lot, but I get a little bit more spunky and then I want to sing. See, I miss the microphone. I really miss the microphone. If we ever do a TV show, I still want a microphone near me. Whenever you get set up for filming, you actually wear the microphone and it's underneath the shirt. Okay? You know, well, you can't just film people. You have to have that sound come in nice and clear. So the microphone actually has to sit underneath your shirt. Unfortunately, I got boobies in the way. And if I'm wearing a uniboob sports bra, that really causes a lot of, you know, that kind of thing on the microphone. So I got yelled at a lot, but I'm like, what do you want me to do? Where am I supposed to put my boobies? So I did have some trouble with the mic. Problem is you don't see the mic. Right? There is something so stimulating about seeing a mic. It makes you just kind of want to sing, even if you can't sing. All right, we were talking about foods. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, this is Luther. I'm a truck driver. I've talked to you before. There's a guy on the radio who talks about GMOs, genetically modified organisms, frankenfood. Is not nutritionally as good as the original stuff. What is your feelings on this, and do you have you done any research on this subject?
So GMOs. Here's the thing. In terms of the nutritionally, you know why we do the GMOs. The reason why we have these genetic modified organisms, right? That's what the GMOs stand for, is because companies are trying to better the plant. Let's say make them more resistant to pesticides, make them bigger. I mean, the size of the average grape, I mean, that's probably 10 times the size of what grapes used to be. So they're making bigger food, they're able to genetically modify. In terms of the nutrition, I have a problem with GMOs, not from a nutrition standpoint. All right, the reason why you don't really have a solid argument either way on which is more nutritious, regular food or GMOs, is because most of our crops, we believe, don't have the vitamin content that they did centuries ago. Or even decades ago, because of all the soil depletion of the minerals and the vitamins, etc. So if I was having a head of lettuce, whether it was GMO or not, I'm not really expecting that much nutrition out of it. If I was eating some spinach, whether it's dark green or light green or GMO or not, I don't think we know. So when it comes to the nutritional content, we don't know. With the safety, we still don't have a verdict on how unsafe GMOs are. There's been a lot of little flirtations. Like, for example, if you're having scientists screw around with a crop, okay, to try to make it more resistant to, insects, etc., okay, or to make it bigger, etc. All right, what they do is they introduce DNA, right, genetically modified, either by using like a bacteria, like Agrobacterium tamifacens, or like a Bacillus thuringiensis. I don't really know all the names of these. I'm kind of throwing them out there. I apologize. But, like, for example, some of these vegetables are able to synthesize their own insecticide based on having a certain genetic modification that was introduced to it by a bacteria injected into it with some DNA. All right. It took it on. It co-linked, was able to incorporate the DNA into it, etc. Well, if you're changing the plant and somebody has no idea they're allergic to the new modified plant, you could have allergies. So there's been concerns that somebody could be highly allergic to this new plant. So if you thought you were fine when it came to spinach or corn or potatoes or soybeans, all of a sudden you eat a GMO one that you have no idea was GMO'd, and boom, you could already have a reaction to it. So that's one concern. Then I believe there's this concern that once you screw around with the genetics, okay, could you be introducing genes into your own system? Now, I was in biology too, back in college, and I remember asking the teacher about eating an apple, will you incorporate the apple's DNA into yours? And he looked at me and said, that was a stupid question. Okay, that was in college. All right? And I was blonde at the time, and, you know, people in front of me were going, dumb blonde. I'm like, excuse me, I'm Dr. Dahlia. No, I wasn't a doctor yet. I'm like, well, no, you're talking about DNA, right? You're talking about mutagenesis. You're talking about DNA being introduced into other organisms. Why not? All right, so I was told that was a stupid question back in the 90s. Well, that's actually a concern, that certain bacteria in your gut will take on the DNA of these genetically modified organisms, and now you have changed gut bacteria. That could be pretty scary. Now, have you heard of somebody eating a GMO and then dying because the bacteria turns into super bacteria and eats them from the inside out? No, we haven't. But something's kind of kooky, all right? I'm trying to look up. There was something that happened with rats. I'm trying to look at this. I apologize. There was something that happened. I'm sorry. I'm kind of looking this up as we go. Okay, hold on here. They say they fed GM corn to rats in three papers. And Dr. Eric Cerulani claimed the numbers actually showed the animals fed the GMO suffered organ damage because of the rodents' growth and organ weights. But European Food Safety Authority reviews that the doctor's math was off and the rats' organ weights were within the acceptable range. And the conclusions were not supported by evidence. So basically, we don't know. All right? We don't know. In terms of nutrition, I can't say. In terms of health risks, I can't say. What I do agree with is that if something is genetically modified, we are notified as a consumer. I think we have the right to know what we're putting in our body. Now, one of the reasons why some people aren't for that is because I think people freak out. They'll look at that and go, oh, hell no. Oh, no way, don't, you know, people will think that it's going to kill you, they won't, and nobody will buy it. So many industries are concerned about throwing that labeling on there because many people don't understand. They think, they're like, why would I have food that's GMO'd? But the truth of the matter is there's a lot of food that has been dealt with, whether it was sprayed with insecticides, whether our meat was being fed antibiotics, our cattle were fed antibiotics to prevent certain diseases. I assume that most of our food was screwed with. So, unfortunately, we just don't have any definite answers. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Apparently, another report has come out saying air pollution causes cancer. The World Health Organization is now causing pollutants in the air as a leading environmental cause of cancer, whether it be from your car exhaust, your power stations, emissions from agriculture, industry, etc. According to BBC, the WHO has now classified air pollution as the same category as tobacco smoke, UV radiation, and plutonium. We know air pollution causes heart and lung diseases. Now they're saying air pollution linked to cancer. Some of you are like, well, duh, didn't we talk about this back in the 80s? Yeah, I this isn't news to me. But maybe it's because whenever we hear something's bad for you, we don't really discern whether it's heart, lungs, etc. But most of the data has been talking about heart disease, lung disease. There was some flirtations with autism and air pollution and dementia, etc. But now cancer. All right. Let me see if we have any other scoop on that I could tell you in terms of. Okay, hold on a second. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Mike from North Dakota. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing today?
Awesome. What's going on with you?
Not too much. Just had a question. When I eat dinner, whatnot, and it seems like my belly gets like I'm pregnant, and I don't understand why. I don't eat too much. You know, I eat pretty decent foods.
You know, that happened to me, Mike, when I ate onions. For some reason, my body didn't break down onions, and so I started to get gas, and it just happened overnight. So Beano helped. But if you could stay online, I want to talk to you more about this. We'll be back in a few minutes, okay? Great question on bloating. Why do you bloat after eating? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.